So our speaker today is Mercedes Kirkel. Mercedes is an author and spiritual growth facilitator. In July of 2010, Mary Magdalene began coming to Mercedes daily, giving extraordinary messages for humanity's evolution and spiritual growth. This led to the birth of the book, Mary Magdalene Beckons, Join the River of Love, which contains the full series of Mary's heart-opening and mind-expanding messages, accompanied with Mercedes' illuminating commentary. Please welcome Mercedes Kirkel.
Thank you for having me here today. I'd like to ask a question. How many people feel like they have a relationship with Mary Magdalene? Thank you. I didn't feel like I had a relationship with Mary Magdalene until 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And everything changed at that point. So I want to share the story with you about how that happened. It's a long story. I tell the full story in the book that came out of this, but I'll tell the short version here. It begins for me when I was a child with some very special experiences that I had as a child. One of them was when I was 12 years old. At that time, I was living in Illinois, and I started to have visions, and the visions were of Jesus in the desert. There were about 100 people gathered around him, and I was one of those people. There was an inner circle. I was not part of the inner circle, but I was part of the group that was following him. My family was Jewish and was not particularly religious, and I didn't know that anyone would relate to this experience that I was having, so I didn't tell anyone. I kept it to myself, but it was very special to me. Eventually, it receded into the background, and I kind of forgot about it. But I was always very drawn to spirituality as a very young adult, mature teenager. I started getting involved in my spiritual journey. There's a lot to that, but I'm going to fast forward here. I became part of a spiritual community that I was part of for 17 years. I moved from there to a second spiritual community, and in that community I went through a very profound awakening. This was in the late 90s. And it was really the fulfillment of my spiritual quest that I had been on, of wanting something that I didn't even know what it was that was motivating my whole life, this experience of understanding God, understanding me, and wanting to have union with God. After I went through that, I went through a period of stabilizing and also a period of wondering, what is my life going to be about now? Because my whole life had been about this search, and it felt fulfilled. And I didn't know what I was going to do with myself. I had a couple visions again. One was of a volcano, and I was leading a group of women on the side of a volcano. And a second was a lake, and I was eventually guided to Hawaii, where I saw both of these things that I had seen in my visions. And in Hawaii, my spiritual path changed. It became much more about connecting with the earth and living close to earth as our mother. I also started to have more conscious communications with spirit when I was in Hawaii. These took various forms, but one was when I, this was about 2008, and a friend gave me a book that was a channeled book where someone was channeling Mary Magdalene. This is a book by Tom Kenyon, and in the book he speaks about, Mary Magdalene speaks about her past, and that she was a priestess of Isis in the Temple of Isis, and that she was trained in the high arts within the temple of the sex magic of Isis and was practicing this with Jesus, who I refer to as Yeshua. That's what Mary calls him. That's his Aramaic name. This was all quite new to me. I knew nothing about this. I knew very little about Christianity and the figures in Christianity altogether. I'd never read the Bible. I'd never been involved in that world. But what happened for me as I was reading this is that all the practices that she was describing were instantly coming alive in my body, and I could do them fully. And she was describing them in very simple, general form, but that's not what was happening for me. By the end of reading this book, I realized that I was remembering that I had been there. I had been a priestess of Isis, that I had known Mary Magdalene, that I had known Mother Mary, who was also a priestess of Isis. And this was a lot for me. This was a lot to take in. I didn't even remember who Isis was. And I started searching. I did searches on the internet and found very little. Found one book. I read the book, was not satisfied. I didn't know where to go with all this or what it meant. And finally, as best I knew how, I spoke to Isis. And I said, "You're going to have to direct me on this because I don't know what to do with this." She started coming to me, and the first thing she did was give me a message that I was supposed to lead a group for women that would be a priestess training, training women in the practices of the Temple of Isis and being a priestess of Isis. And I said, "What? I'm just remembering this myself. How can I lead a group?" And she said, "Don't worry, I'll give you everything you need." That was a leap of faith for me. I started this group, had quite a response, and ended up leading this group for a year. And what happened was every time we were going to have a meeting, on that morning, Isis would come to me and give me the complete download of what I was supposed to do in the group, down to the music I was to play, everything. And the group was amazing. It took me about half the year to relax and trust that she was going to come and give me what I needed because I didn't know what to do if she didn't guide me. But she did. That group ended at the end of 2009. And right about that same time, I received a message from Spirit that I was supposed to leave the big island of Hawaii where I was living. I had been there for 10 years. I thought I was going to live there the rest of my life. And I was very happy there and wasn't sure about leaving. So I checked the message out 3 times to make sure I was getting the right message, understanding it correctly. It was very consistent. And so I decided to follow it because I had seen from my past experiences, that whenever I received messages from Spirit and followed them, everything worked out for the best, even in ways that I couldn't have known beforehand. So I took a few months, closed up my life, and left. But the message had not told me where to go. So I came and visited my family. I started with my father, who lives in Albuquerque, and visited my close family and discovered that my family needed some help. They were needing some assistance. And I was very happy to be there and to be able to give them that assistance. And so that took about 4 months. All the while during that time, I was asking, "Okay, where am I supposed to be living?" Didn't receive anything. But almost to the day that I completed with what I was able to do to help my family, I got very clear guidance. And it was a series of messages, and it eventually brought me to Santa Fe. I had been in Santa Fe before over the years because of visiting my father in Albuquerque, had never felt anything for Santa Fe at all. This time I came and it was the holy city. There were signs all over that were unmistakable that this was where I was supposed to be. And the red carpet rolled out. I was received and supported in every way that I needed, including immediately finding a place to live, people helping me, all kinds of support. On about the 3rd day that I was here, I was meditating early one morning, all of a sudden, I felt a very strong presence around me. It felt like a very wonderful presence, a very benign presence. And I especially felt it at my throat. And I had the feeling that it was stuck at my throat. More specifically, that I was blocking this presence from coming through. I didn't know how, but I felt it. And so I just put all my intention on releasing whatever was in me that was blocking this from coming through. And all of a sudden, a voice started speaking through me. That was a first. I'd received messages before, but I hadn't had voices speaking through me. At the same time that the voice began, there was a very clear message to me internally that this was the voice of Mary Magdalene. And she proceeded to give the most amazing message. It was an entire spiritual discourse that was brilliant and beautiful and inspiring and filled with wisdom. I was just amazed. I was shocked. I couldn't believe what came through. And afterwards, I was sitting there in a state of bliss, completely melted, until I had a thought. And the thought was, I'm not going to remember this. And that was unacceptable to me. This seems so profound, so valuable, that I couldn't imagine not having a record of it somehow or other. So without a moment's hesitation, without thinking, a second thought, I asked Mary, would you give me the message again so I can record it? She said, yes. I went and got my computer. I'm a very fast typist, so I knew that I could record this if she would give it to me again. And she proceeded to give the entire message a second time, verbatim, identical to the first time. And what that did for me was two things. First, it allowed me to record the message, which I was thrilled about. But more importantly, it completely validated for me that this was Mary Magdalene, because I couldn't have done that. I could not have recreated that message word for word, and she did it. And I didn't realize it at the time, but that was the beginning of a month-long process where Mary Magdalene came to me virtually every day during the course of that month, and I received 25 messages. And that first message was the beginning of a book. It was really her thesis statement, and she had an entire book that she completely was ready to deliver in perfect form. Not only was that first message in perfect form, every message was, and it had a complete flow and shape and structure to it, and I just was the scribe. I just received it in amazement and watched this book unfold. That was how this book was created. While she was giving me these messages, it was very obvious to me that she was passionate about this. It wasn't just idle passion. She had intensity about this needs to get out now to people, that this is a very special time that we are living in right now, as I think many people are aware of, and that she wants to help us, that she sees and understands what's going on with people and feels like she has help. She has wisdom that is specifically what we need. What she's talking especially about in the book is the divine feminine and bringing forth the divine feminine. What that actually means on a global scale, on a personal scale, on an individual scale, and how we do that. And not so that the divine feminine can overpower the masculine, so that it can be brought forward, because for most of us it's been suppressed, it's been held back, and so that it can be brought forward and come into union with the divine masculine. And that is what this new age is about that we are moving into. It is the unity age of unity consciousness, and it's specifically about the union of the divine masculine and feminine. And she's talking about very specific ways we can do that in ourselves, especially in relationship to our bodies, in relationship to our sexuality, and in relationship to our emotions. She says these three arenas are the seat of, they're the foundation of the divine feminine in each one of us. And when they are strong and when we are open and full in these arenas, they create the structure that allows us to move into the heart. And that is the seat of the divine feminine within each of us. And the seat of the divine masculine is in our higher mind, and the union is the union of our heart and higher mind. And what she's doing is giving us the steps, and especially the steps for how we deal with our painful emotions. She says this is the place that most of us are blocked and need the most help, that our painful emotions and all of our emotions are intended to take us into union with the divine. But most of us never learn that. And instead, we learn things that actually block that process. So she's giving very clear instructions about how to undo any learning that we have that is keeping us from this union, and how to instead learn the process that will take us into this union of ourselves with God, ultimately. And that is her great passion. I wish I could share so much more with you. I have so much that I want to say, and I hope that as many of you as possible will join me this afternoon. I'm going to be giving much more information from Mary, and especially talking about sacred relationship and what that means and how we live that in our life. But this is all I can do right now. So I'm going to close with some of Mary's words, because her words carry her blessing. And I hope that you are all able to experience this through her words. This is the very, very last paragraph of her last message that she brought in the book. And it's one that I love. I and so many others are calling to you to join us in the river of love that flows from your heart. It is a place of great joy and love and peace. It is the place of connection with God, of growing in God, of being guided by God, of living in God, of living as God, of knowing all as God. I do not know of anything more wonderful than that. I call to you and invite you to join us in this great and wondrous process of living in and as God. I do this because I love you, because I know you as God. And I am not different from you. This is your destiny too. Thank you so much.